The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Cherry Orchard in Dublin is often in the news for the wrong reasons, but today we're bringing you a positive story. St Alton's and the Presto Project have been chosen to perform at the annual Festival of Youth Orchestras at the National Concert Hall next month. So Henry McKean went along to a rehearsal and met members of the Presto Project, where music creates opportunities for kids from around the world, including Ukraine.
We play the best songs.
I think it's really nice that we get the opportunity to do music like this, because not all schools do.
I think it's really great to participate in Presto.
One bar in. Everyone ready?
One, two, three.
My name is Mairead Daishuk. I'm the music director of Presto Project, and I am absolutely honoured to be the head of a really, really wonderful team of teachers here. The Presto staff are so dedicated, and we believe in the main mantra of Presto Project. We're passionate about it, and that is that music creates opportunities for children. It started as a brainchild of Ina Morley. And Ina Morley was the former principal in St Alton's. And she was very much inspired by Elsa Stema. Cherry Orchard is a up-and-coming developing area, but we all, I suppose, are very aware that there are a lot of challenges here. You know, we have an unusually high level of unemployment, 60% unemployment. We have significant social challenges on a daily basis. But in spite of that, Presto Project is one of the many initiatives that really have a transformative effect for children, right up from 1 year of age, right up to 18-year-olds here. Presto players are a member of the IAYO. The Irish Association of Youth Orchestras is a really fantastic organisation. They are headed by Alan Gray, and they are unstinting and so supportive in their support of all of the orchestras in this country. We're preparing as one of the orchestras. We're getting ready for the 11th of February, the 27th IAYO Festival of Youth Orchestras in the Concert Hall.
And you're very, very ambitious, and you've achieved quite a lot, haven't you?
We have. I mean, we've put 500 children through Royal Irish Academy of Music exams over the last 5 years. They have achieved very good results. We are accountable to our fundraisers, and we are accountable ultimately to the children themselves.
And how does this help the kids? How does it help the children to learn a musical instrument from an orchestra?
Yeah, so I suppose three key things. It gives them a focus, it ultimately builds resilience, and most importantly, it gives them confidence.
And you're passionate about it, aren't you?
I'm extremely passionate about it. And, you know, we've a team of people working together here.
And I know you're getting a little bit emotional, because this means so much to you, the music and the kids.
Yeah, it's a groundbreaking initiative. And we work together because we know what children are capable of when they're given the opportunity. One, two, three, four.
I think it's just great that everybody in Presto Project gets an opportunity to learn an instrument.
Everyone tries their best every day in Presto to get better.
What do you play?
The piano.
And we heard you play there. You're pretty good. How many years have you been learning?
I only started last year.
So just about a year?
Yeah.
This is one of the best things I've done, including music.
I feel like all the teachers are taking their time to do this, help us learn music and all.
Without music, everything would be a bit bland.
I just think it's great that we're able to learn an instrument, and it's just good just to know something, you have a hobby.
I find it good. Sometimes when you're online and you come down here, it helps you relax.
I think it's really good to play music because it's very, interesting to play, and sometimes when you're, having bad days, you can play it, and it just helps you be calm.
I'm Linda Collins, and I work in the Presto Project. I've worked here for the last 6 years.
Linda, what do you love about it? I mean, we're in the heart of Cherry Orchard here in Dublin 10, and we're surrounded by music, but also ponies. I mean, there is a pony outside, just there, like a little mini pony. For you, what is it you love about music?
It's a universal language, and it's really nice to give the kids here the opportunity to learn, and it's an opportunity they may not have otherwise. So it's an affordable way of learning. I suppose it's my life. I'm a trained music therapist as well, so I love using music to help people in all sorts of ways.
And does it help the kids?
I suppose it gives it some way to express themselves, as well as giving them an interest that they wouldn't otherwise have.
My name's Rob Campbell. I'm the cello teacher here in the Presto Project. It's my fourth year here. And it's been nothing but incredible working with the school. There's wonderful staff here. The kids are amazing. Not only the ones who are still here, but the ones who come back for orchestra every week. And we're looking forward to a really great year ahead. We're getting back into competitions, and what better gift in life than learning to play a musical instrument? And these kids are benefiting from that. So
you must get huge job satisfaction out of it.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. There's, you know, nothing any of us here, the teaching staff, wouldn't do when called upon for these kids. And it's really rewarding to see them stay with it, progress either through exams or to get the opportunity to play in the concert hall and in competitions like the FESH as well. So there's a lot that's very, very positive and huge opportunity for the kids who do it here as well. Yeah, yeah.
Christina Timmins and your daughter Corey, what does it mean to have your daughter in the orchestra?
Oh, it means a great deal. It means a lot because Corey has gained confidence, make friends, and just being involved in music is just absolutely brilliant for her.
And being on the spectrum, hugely helpful.
Very helpful. Very actually helpful. You know, she's so confident, and it's just shown me really so much our ability. Like, you know, it's music is one of her strong points.
Yeah.
Really is, and she expresses herself great through music.
So, Corey, you love it?
Yeah, everything is going great for me at this time.
And Corey's phenomenal. Corey actually composes her own music, so.
So it's brought so much out of her.
Yes, and she can play piano, guitar, harp.
I'm really good at music, and did I just hear a glitch in the microphone?
Yeah, you probably did. Did you hear a kind of static sound, did you?
Maybe.
Well, I think it's just a brilliant thing for Cherry Orchard. It's a positive thing. It gives the children a great outlet and a way of expressing themselves, because not everybody is into sports, and there's the boxing club and there's the running club, but this is something different. It's a different way for children in the area to express themselves.
My name is Sarah Hurd, and I'm the HSCL coordinator here in St. Dalton's in Cherry Orchard. Well, Cherry Orchard's a developing community. A lot of people would know it for the bad press that it receives occasionally, and it's just a phenomenal area. Really, really lucky to work here. The people of the area are probably one of the tightest-knit communities. They'll do anything for you. It's a very proud community. There's so many amazing initiatives that are going on here in Dublin 10. There's so many fantastic things, from the Equine Centre, which is teaching children about, you know, horses. There's projects like Family Base, like the Ballyfermot Partnership. There's just so many things going on and so many positive things. Cherry Orchard Running Club. So we'd have children going out running twice a week. You know, their parents are involved as well. There's just a huge amount of volunteers, and everybody wants the best for the area.
Hello, my name is Faustina.
My name is Faith. I play the double bass. It's a big instrument, and I really enjoy doing it. And I started playing it like around 4 years ago, and I've loved it ever since. And I do the orchestra with my primary school, even though I'm in secondary school.
So sometimes you fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, like maybe a few times a day.
A few times a day?
Yeah.
And who starts the fight?
Fate.
No, it's Faustina.
My name's Adam Antal. I play trumpet, and I've just recently begun viola.
Hi, my name is Darcy, and it's been a long journey. It's been like great making new friends, connecting with a lot of people, and playing songs that I really enjoy.
I'm chatting to Robert Rubacek. You're going to be 12 in a few days. What do you have there? What instrument is that?
So this is a flute, and it's a wind instrument. So basically you blow into it. And it's very interesting because you also have to have holes, but normally you would have to cover the holes, but in here you only press buttons to close the holes. You can actually feel the vibrations of it when you do it.
Brings the community more close together, and something you can all enjoy together, like hearing the music and how nice it sounds. It's like an experience you can't get anywhere else. Playing Star Wars and Avengers, hearing those famous movie iconic songs played by your friends and people you know, something else special.
Henry McKean with the kids from the Presto Project at St. Alton's in Cherry Orchard in Dublin, and the Irish Association of Youth Orchestras returns to the National Concert Hall on Saturday, the 11th of February.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.